This conference is being recorded.
Okay. Good morning, TNT. Here we go again and again and again and again. Bruh, we are here. That's the good thing. We know it cannot last forever. That's the great thing. So, and we hope that it's all over with. So, I got to do a couple things before we get started. One is, there is a celebrity, is what they tell me, in our chat room who may be messing up our call right now. So if that's the case, tell her she got to go because we got more important things to do. All right. Love her to death.
You better explain that.
No, I love her to death. But it's okay. Well, everybody in the chat room knows what I'm talking about. So anyway.
And nobody else does, but it's a good thing.
Yep, it's all right. Okay, guys, I got good info to tell you guys, but I got to start it off with this. We've been putting off paying for this thing, and I've been telling you guys, and I put it off till today, and unfortunately, it's not here. I'm hoping every day it was over. Every day Pam tells me, you got to pay the bill, got to pay the bill. I'd be like, nope, tomorrow's it, and we're at tomorrow. So I'm going to let it go until whatever happens, happens. But if we're not here Monday, then you guys know why. If we're here on Tuesday, then you guys know why. And that's all I need to say about it, I think, because we're going to go from there. But if we're not, for any reason, and that would just be the reason, you guys know what we've told you, explained to you, and hopefully you have a plan you can work with. If we are, we'll definitely pass on the latest, greatest, and whatever it is they want us to pass on to you. And I'm going to go into that today, just in case. All right, so I want to get that out the way. Now, everything is still good. Everybody is still on go. Everybody was on go yesterday, last night, and confused this morning. And I'm just telling you that. It's nobody's fault. And I don't even know how I said that with a straight face. But anyway, it is. I mean, it's really not. I mean, it's somebody's, but I'm just saying nobody is doing anything intentionally. I guess that's how I should have said it. I'll tell you, the latest thing that I got was, is a, well, kind of sounds like Wednesday, to tell you the truth. But I'm going to read it to you guys just so you know. Says, I don't even know if I read it to Pam. Let's see. There's a meeting underway. Should be short. Apparently the block pipe has been discovered. We'll let you know when I know more. Which is pretty good. It's a pretty good source. Gives out good information. I've been right about quite a few things lately. The meetings that we were on a call Wednesday, at the conclusion of the meetings, everybody was happy, excited. There was a go time. And I'll tell you guys, it was from the time the meeting was up until 8 o'clock Eastern this morning. I don't know if I should have said that or not. I mean, it really doesn't matter. It's past 8 o'clock. So nobody shouldn't be mad. It just didn't happen at 8 o'clock this morning or the time frame for this morning. Doesn't mean it can't. Doesn't mean they didn't immediately say, okay, we didn't make that, but let's do this and this. Because my understanding is they did. So we'll just have to wait and see. But and we've gotten it from every country. And this is what I usually do now. I get things from 4 different countries, excuse me, all saying either what their local banks have said or what their government has said, because we're getting it from both governments and banks, and that this is the latest plan that they've been made aware of. So I'm not going to hype you up for the weekend going into this or that. I'm going to tell you that the windows I was given before, they're saying, hey, man, don't worry about that. day or night, don't worry about that. They're trying to get this thing done. So they do have times that they do like to do it on Friday, and they do have times they like to do it on Saturday and Sunday. But I'm told don't worry about the times. It's all trying to be done. Done, done, done. The rates are still at the bank. They're unchanged. They still say pending. I know some bank people have actually tried to do transactions and wouldn't let them do it. I know wealth managers called some people into their office yesterday thinking they were going to be able to exchange them, told them to bring in all their currencies, set up their appointments, and that's in three different states. Nobody got their transactions through. But for some reason, or they were doing that for a reason is what I should have said. They were definitely doing that for a reason because everything was pointing to this being done yesterday, or no later than 8 o'clock this morning. I will tell you that the bank memo that I was made aware of said, told them to be ready to exchange the public on Thursday at 8 o'clock in the morning, yesterday morning at 8 o'clock. That's what the memo told them. Again, we know it didn't happen, but it's okay. It lets us know they are trying. They are trying, they are planning on it, and they are exposing it to their people every time they do something like this, and they seem to think this is the time, and it's actually going to go. So all that is good news to me. I don't know about you guys. The bad news is it hasn't happened yet. The great news and super fantastic news is they are definitely trying to get it to happen right now. They're definitely being told it's about to happen right now. They are definitely wanting it to happen just like we are right now. So that's the positive that I take from it. It is at the highest of levels. It's not any low-level thing being done. And it is people trying to be, my understanding anyway, let me say this the right way. They are concerned with making a mistake by doing it at the wrong time. So they are, I want to say kind of skittish. You know, I know it looks right. It might not be right, but if it's wrong, man, that we got a mess on our hand. Or if it's wrong, who's going to take the blame? If it doesn't come out like exactly like we said it does, who are they going to point at? And I understand that because this is a life-changing, globe-changing financial event that will change people's lives forever, some for the good and some possibly for the bad. So I'm not mad at them not wanting to be 100% sure because they want to be 1,000% sure before they do this. And I understand it. It's something that's actually, if you guys know the entire history of it, is not 11 years in the making, but is absolutely almost 54 years in the making. And nobody wants to be the one to accept the blame for messing that up. And I understand. And that is really the big problem at the moment, I think. My understanding, anyway. But I could be totally wrong, or I could be totally, totally, absolutely right. So with that, not much else has changed. The procedures are still there. Everybody's still ready. The rates are still the same. There's still people getting mad at me for telling you guys the rates, which I really don't understand that part. If that's the rate, it's going to be the rate. So, I mean, what's the issue with that? And we haven't gotten any updated procedures yet. So there we are. All right, you guys ready? Did I forget anything, Ray, Pam?
Sounds good to me.
All right. 615.
Mr. Tony and team, I want to thank you, since this may be the last chance to thank you, for just the excellent what you've been doing to help hold us in the game here. And just wanted to share with you, I, like you, am desperately trying to get people to think past when am I going to get my money and how much am I going to get. And I know, you know, you've talked about the have your 10 things ready. My personal burden has been trying to get people to think about how they're going to give, because there are ways to give without burdening people. And I wanted to give just a quick example, 60-second example of what I'm going to do, for instance. I'm married, and I have a daughter who's married to a serviceman in the Air Force. They just had our first grandbaby, and I want to give them as much as I can without hurting them. And we've all talked about the $14,000 exemption that any one person can give someone $14,000 in a year, and there's no taxes, no tax burden, and no paperwork that has to be filled out. What people don't think about is, I can give my daughter $14,000. My wife can give my daughter $14,000. I can give my son-in-law $14,000. My wife can do the same thing, and the same thing for my grandbaby. And so you give a total of $86,000 to my family, tax-free, no paperwork, and no tax burden on them. So I wanted to share that so people think about that. And like Pam said, you can go to Dr. Google and type in what's new estate and gift tax. You can find all this stuff on, you know, the IRS actually does a good job of telling you what to give. The only other thing I wanted to add in there, too, is what people may not realize is that medical expenses and college tuition is 100% tax-free. You can go pay $1 million on somebody's medical expenses. And there's no tax burden at all. The only catch is you have to pay it directly to the hospital. You can't give the person the money to go pay their tuition or medical expenses. You have to write the check directly to the place of. And so anyway, I just wanted to get people to really think about their giving campaign, because that's, to me, what most of this is all about, how we're going to help our fellow humans.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for that. And I want people to know everybody should, in fact, look into that themselves so it satisfies them. And the other thing you have to be concerned with when giving people money is how does it affect their financial situation if they're receiving government assistance or they're on some special program or if they're in a retirement community or house, because sometimes that amount in their bank account can knock them out of that opportunity, can move them further down the line, or if they're in a home, can be taken out of their bank account and given directly to that home for supporting them. So there's a lot of things to look into when you're
right.
giving out that money to make sure it doesn't hurt them more than it helps them. But
yeah.
A good way to do it, and again, look at it, is what you said is, pay their light bill, pay this bill. I mean, just pay something that they owe. Anything that will lighten that burden for them, I'm sure they will be thankful for. Okay?
Yeah, just want people to think about exactly the things like you mentioned, too. Start planning now, it's because I guess the reason to really start planning now is we're going to have to pay. If we exchange in the next week or two or this weekend or today or whatever, we will have to pay a quarterly estimated taxes on January 15th. Oh, and that's another thing, like colleges and religious institutions that are 501c3s, you could automatically start planning to give to those now. So on January 15th, you can take that into account for the amount of taxes you owe. But I'm not sure people are really thinking about, I know they want to help people, but I don't think they've really thought about how they can help people. And they ought to be doing that instead of focusing on when am I going to get it and how much.
Right. So it's great.
Thank you again.
Whole opportunity. All right. Thank you, sir.
Vegas.
All right. Thank you. All right. Okay, 707. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Appreciate you being here, and I'm sending you a donation today. Hope it'll help.
All right, thank you, sir.
My question to you is regarding a situation I'm in. It's not real serious, but if you were me, what would you do? I have a friend who is out of state. She's in a state where there are no Wells Fargo's, and she has an account there at Wells Fargo. So she has given me power of attorney to go and do her exchange, and I'm satisfied with that. What would you do in calling the 800 number or whatever to get the appointment, get my appointment and her appointment as close together as possible? Because it looks like I'm going to have to drive a ways to get to the appointment. So I want to get them either together or close together so that I can kill two birds with one stone.
Okay.
What would you do?
My understanding before, when we were going to do the 800 numbers, and it was just only one system, which I'm not sure it is anymore, but you needed to call back for each individual appointment is what they were trying to set up. So based on that individual, based on how much they had, based on their zip code. So I'm going to tell you, I think that is the way they would prefer to do it. And they have people calling. But I'm also going to tell you, nothing beats a failure but a try. Okay? And if I'm on that phone, I'm explaining it to that person and saying, I need to get both of these now. If there's a situation. So that's what I would do. If he said, sir, I'm sorry, you have to call back, then I'd hang up the phone and call back. Nothing I could do.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm planning on. Thank you for the confirmation. That's exactly what I'm figuring on doing. And I love the mantra that nothing beats a failure like a try.
That's right.
I've made that a part of my life.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a million, Tony.
All right. Vegas?
Vegas, yes.
Yeah, I still want to go to Vegas. I don't know about you guys, but we got to keep saying it so they can get it in their mind. All right, let them go to Vegas. So, all right, thanks. Okay. All right, 615. Good morning.
Tony?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I have one simple question I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Some of us don't live near a bank, one of the big banks, one of the four big ones. And so I'm wondering, will there be a way for us to find out where the exchange centers are in this area or even one exchange center?
Oh, I'm pretty sure once the numbers are out, you call the numbers, you give them your zip code, they're going to give you the closest location you can go to for now.
For an exchange center. Great.
That's wonderful.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Vegas?
Vegas.
All right, thank you. All right. That's our thing. Vegas. Let's go to Vegas. 813, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for taking my call. There's been some mention of exchange locations. For example, in San Diego, I've heard that someone was told there would only be locations, and there was some other mention of locations in Tennessee and Kentucky, and I was just wondering if you knew of any locations that were in Central Florida or specifically in Tampa?
I don't have all the locations down. I'm sure there's plenty of locations in Florida. I knew about exchanges taking place in Florida 2 years ago. So I know there's plenty of them there. So as a matter of fact, it was probably Texas, California, New Jersey, Florida, because of all the military bases. Atlanta were the biggest regions with exchanges. So I don't think you'll have a worry.
Okay, because I did hear about one in Miami, but that's kind of far from Tampa, so I was just wondering. Okay, great.
Okay, do I go to 404 from here?
Sorry?
Do I go to 404 from here?
It's about a 4-hour drive, I think.
Oh, no, I meant the phone number, 404, because you sound like 404.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. All right, Vegas?
Vegas.
Thank you. All right. She did sound like her to me, but all right, 410. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
This is very good, and I really, really appreciated that first person talking again to people about let's give it forward. Because this morning I was listening to the radio, and there was a woman who had set up a foundation because she heard about these kids that were going to school. Their families were not really families that were making much money, or they're living with grandmas and they're struggling just on their pensions to feed these young kids. I'm talking about kids at their preschool and early school. And they, at school, will give them a breakfast and a lunch and an apple or something in the afternoon, but on the weekends, and especially three-day weekends, they leave that place not knowing if they're going to have any food. And this woman started a nonprofit, and she has been able to help those kids get meals, and she makes them into backpacks. And she got the donations of the backpacks, and she got the donations from the food suppliers. And, man, that's something that, like you say, go out and do things that will support something like that you can see in your own community. And
absolutely.
I mean, that's the thing. And I'm so glad he reminded everybody of that, because we do start to think of ourselves after a time because we're like, oh, really? Again? And then we have to really rethink. They have to face those things every day, those kids. And we can do things like that. And there's other people that deserve that. And a kid always deserves something. They didn't put themselves in that position. They are just there in that position. So in any case, I'm sure there's more things like that that everybody can get involved with. But I do want to emphasize how everybody on this call must feel like this is just about done, and that we have appreciated every piece of information you've ever given us for helping us stay with it and helping us think about those things and making this really impactful. My only question really is, are we going to still be counting 10 days out and then we do this, our TNT project?
Day of Giving, yes. I like that.
Okay, the Day of Giving. Cool.
Day of
okay.
Giving, yep. 10 days from the RV date. Let's see it everywhere. It's going to be our Day of Giving. TNT, super fantastic. People should get tips out of this world. I mean, they deserve it. People should get help, assistance. It should be a day that we all know. Even if the world doesn't recognize it, we all know.
No, oh, we'll feel it.
We'll have a site to communicate, yeah, that we've done one little small thing to make a change in our country or the world during that day. And we did it together, just like we went through this together. I think it would be a great thing. Now,
yes.
You guys know I have a passion for kids, and not just because of my own, but I even had that before I had kids, because they're just so innocent and loving and giving. But to help a child, even what she's talking about, that breath is not that on those off days, that backpack, those are memories that children will have forever because they're small and they're innocent and there's good things. But it also gives them the direction for their life, gives them something early enough in life to realize, I want to be like that guy. I want to be like that woman. I want to be able to do this for people when I grow up just by following your example. And that will just happen. I'm just telling you. I've seen it over and over again. I know from my own daughter's wishes and plans that she had. And I will tell you guys this, just because you brought it up again, but all this, Keisha's kids and everything else, a parent, after my daughter had passed away, came and told me and my wife about a time when my daughter was riding in their car and they were going to play. And one of her dreams was to build a house for kids to come to. She had never told me, never told my wife, never even discussed it with us. But she had shared that dream with them, that that's what she was going to do when she grew up. Now, a lot of this came from that, and Keisha's kids came from that. But it was because of the things she saw as a kid that put that in her mind already. So you feeding those kids breakfast, handing them those backpacks, doing the things that we do for kids and, you know, at Christmas time and beyond. Those things resonate with them for a long, long time. Okay, and those are good things. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Vegas?
Oh, in Vegas. Yay.
There we go. All right. Thank you. Okay. All right, so will the real 404 please stand up? Is she?
The real 404 is actually sitting down, and I would like to remain sitting down if I may. But if you want me to stand up, I should do so.
No, but can I go and drop your husband? Because I saw him down here somewhere.
Yes, you may.
Okay. All right. Let's
and I'll
go.
Fix him dinner as a result.
Okay. All right. What's going on?
A couple of questions for you, and thank you for taking my call. On Wednesday, you had alerted us that the process was getting underway at 12:20 a.m., and based on your comments today, is it safe to say that that's the same process that concluded at 8 a.m. when they were thinking that it was going to RV but didn't? Is that one and the same, that it was over a two-day process?
Okay, so, yeah, the thing started at 12:20. The meeting went through. Everybody was happy again. They had a window of time. They were supposed to complete it. And, yes, that window was over at 8 a.m. this morning. It did not happen.
All right.
So, does the process continue? Yes. Have they already designated a new time since they didn't meet that? Yes.
Okay. And it's a process that, is it a safe presumption that it did not go back to the beginning? It's fine, we are here, and we're in a holding pattern, treading water until things materialize.
Yep. They not have to start all over.
Okay. Okay. And based on the information that you have shared and perhaps information that you can't share because of its sensitivity, nonetheless, how likely do you think it will be that we will actually be on a call like this on Monday?
I don't think it is. I mean, based on what I know, that's not the plan. Things early next week, we could or couldn't be talking, but I just want to tell you guys. So without being, and it's not harsh at all, so I don't need to even worry about that. Several times in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they've absolutely planned for this to go. Several times. Got people geared up, sent memos out, said this is the time, this is the next window. I don't know why the windows are there. I really don't, if we got to have another meeting to talk about it. Because that just means that window doesn't mean anything, because something always comes up in the meeting. You guys are in business, go to meeting, something new always comes up. Okay, well, we'll wait. I know you guys have something on there. So while I'm looking at this and saying it's great, based on all the information that we're receiving, based on, you know, where we're at as far as training banks, getting people geared up, and the only problem is every time it doesn't happen, nobody knows why it didn't happen. I prefer to have a reason myself. As long as there's a reason, okay, we can deal with that. Then let's get this fixed. Let's get that something. But when you get so many people saying, I don't know. I mean, they brought us all in here, so we're here. They put us all on alert. I mean, they told us don't go on vacation. Don't leave further than, you know, an hour from your house or 30 minutes from your house, or make sure somebody knows where you're at, and we don't know why we didn't do anything. And that's just kind of realistic. And we go through that all the time, more so in the last 2 weeks than ever. More so, you know, I got people talking to me after the call saying, man, you were really excited today. You're like, because what I was told was really exciting today, you know, because I know at the level of people, they're saying, oh, no, man, this time, I mean, we've got to go, and we're still sitting here. So I didn't want to give you guys an illusion. Everybody's really super, super happy. And I'm telling you, I've been like I said, putting off paying for the call. They call me and I'm saying, hey, just give us to this or give us to that. So don't worry about it because, you know, we're going to be done because that's what I believe. I can tell you that this thing could go in the next 4 or 5 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours, or next 2 or 3 days. I can tell you that there are honest and good people who believe that this isn't going to happen until next Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, because that's what they were told. And there are other people who have said, man, I just walked out the room. This is the plan, you know. So, and I can go with both of them. And I say, you know what? Okay, I can live till Tuesday if I have to. I prefer to be done today, like everybody else. But if I have to, is that the window that I have to look at? But I know none of them are making it up. And I have to go out there and figure it when I'm getting it from this country, that country, that country. I know all of them, like I always say, has a thread of truth in or a piece of the puzzle. And I just have to see where it actually fits in and which one makes most sense. Because there are still people right now today who are trying to give us erroneous information. I know that. I know sometimes they call me and say, well, this agency wanted me to tell you this, or this guy said this or that. And I said, you know, and we've known for a long time. This is probably not, I mean, this isn't being too simple. That's their job. Okay, I'm going to say that. I'm going to put it that way. That's what their job. That's what they've been asked to do. And sometimes they believe it, sometimes they don't. But that's what we have to go through. Right now, today, I'm feeling super fantastic. I'm feeling this thing could be at any moment. And that's what I'm going with. It could be at any moment. It could take till Tuesday, but the guys who got that, and they were banking people, so I'm going to say if they're right, okay, I can live till Tuesday. But if it happens any moment before then, I'm happy. And the other people are telling me, I bet it never makes it till Tuesday. They bet it won't even make it till Monday, but we'll see. Okay?
And do we know what was said in the mosque this morning at all? Have you gotten that information?
I have not gotten that information yet. And usually, guys, Friday morning is hard because it is Friday over there, and we don't get stuff direct from them until, like, 3 in the afternoon Eastern, just so you know, is usually when we start getting what happened. Unless I get it, you know, first thing in the morning, which lately we haven't been getting. We've been getting it in the afternoon. Okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate all of the added information here. And with that, I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. So Tony can go and the rest of the team, and we can go for a major celebration. And again, thank you ever so much. Appreciate it so much. May today be the day. Thanks.
Okay. Yes, may the day be the day. 559, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, I want you to know something before we get started. And that is, Pam has not sent me one text message yet, so I must be doing okay. All right, good.
Well, you're doing great, and Pam is right on cue, so she's doing wonderful, too. So I want to say hi to Ray and the mods, too. Appreciate it, and thank you all, and we're just super, super fantastic here. You know, we're on top and can't be stopped, and that's what we're waiting for. So, and yep. Vegas, 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 I'll say that up front, too. And by the way, my husband and I will be sending you something as well. So we want to help you to help everybody else keep this thing going. So just hurry up, Tony. You know, I've chewed my fingernails down to my knuckles now. waiting for that tweet here. Every time the phone makes a noise, we jump. Anyway,
okay.
I just wanted to let you know. But you pretty much answered all my questions just now with 404 and the fact that people have been hinting or – alluding to the fact that we have to start all over again if things don't happen soon. So I appreciate you saying we're still waiting and we don't have to start from scratch again. So I wanted to thank you for that. But I will say that just to thank everybody, and one other thing with helping people on our 10 days, I'm also going to get those little money cards for grocery shopping and for places like Walmart, Target, wherever, Kohl's, wherever they want, to give people, put them in a little envelope from TNT and Super Fantastic. And if I see people on the streets or ladies with their children especially this time of year, their money, even being on food stamps or fixed incomes, whatever, they need that little extra for their little food products and stuff this time of year, and also to help them with their children, with their extra clothing, or possibly their little Christmas gifts, and just to have that extra in their stockings this year would be a way to do it. And I just wanted to pass that along because, again, they don't have to show that money at all. It's on a card. They can use it up and have that extra. So however much they want to put on it, like that gentleman said, the $14,000, I know that giving to specific people, like you said, in nursing homes or on their fixed incomes or their Section 8s, if they get extra money, that could get them in trouble. But if you put it on a card where they can spend it and not show it, that's a way to do it too. So I just wanted to pass that along, because not everybody can get to the restaurants just to give to a specific person, but they can give more by spreading it out as well. So I just wanted to pass that along too and say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're waiting on Vegas and Ray for St. Thomas.
Okay.
And I promise I won't wear a bikini.
Good. Okay. Well, I want to tell you something that I absolutely, absolutely love your idea about the cards. I think it's the greatest thing, especially in low-income areas, or, you know, so or people don't have to walk around with cash in their pockets and worrying about somebody really taking it from them. And if you take a card and you get those little card envelopes and you put, you know, TNT Super Fantastic or whatever you want to put on them as you give them out, your own little message, I just think that's great. And I think it's great, instead of giving somebody $100 to go buy Christmas toys, you give them a Walmart card or a Toys R Us card or a tea card where you've already spent the money, and they can go in there and do that for those kids. Or, I mean, they have different meal cards, you know, go to restaurants and eat and, here, take your family out to dinner. I mean, because a lot of kids never been out to dinner. They never been to a restaurant or anything, because mommy don't have that kind of money. Daddy don't have that kind of money. But that's a treat. That's a life experience for them. And you could do that on a card. So I love your idea. Absolutely love it. Thank you for sharing it with us. Somebody just text me, so don't 1,000 people text me. Somebody just text me and a great idea. You can stand down at the unemployment and hand out cards like that to people who you know need them, because that's why they're there. It's a great place if you just want to go help a few people or you want to keep it going. I live in Sacramento, and we used to have a guy every year at Christmas. I don't know if he still does or not, because everybody's trying to figure out who he was. But he used to go down to the homeless shelters and just hand out $100 to people. And, you know, and they got to wait for that every year, and everybody trying to figure out who he was. But they complained about that was putting him in a dangerous situation, because he was handing out cash. And now a bunch of homeless people knew that some homeless people were walking around with $100 in their pockets. So I could understand that. But doing this type of thing, going to those places and handing out cards, is probably safer for them, and you get the same result, and you don't have to worry about the money being used to buy alcohol, drugs, or anything else, because they're going to have to go to that store to use that card or something else. Well, at least you've gone at least one step further. So I think that's a great idea. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
Vegas. Okay. All right. Here we go with 313. Good morning.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm super fantastic.
I don't have any questions. I just want to say that everybody is still saying that there are laws that need to be passed before the RV can happen. And they're saying that the amnesty law hasn't passed. And what do you think about that?
Well, I think the amnesty law has been passed. I think the guard law has been, National Guard law has been passed. I think amnesty may not. I'll check on it. But I thought it did. I think all the banking laws have been passed that need to be done. I think Iraq has done everything they need to do, and they have been very transparent about it. They've been praised about it. And I think they're ready to go. So I think they've publicly announced to their people real easy that they're about to see these changes any day, that the value is about to change. And I don't think they can just keep saying that over and over and over again publicly and not make it happen or not expect something else to happen when it doesn't.
So you're not sure about amnesty?
I'm not sure about amnesty law because I know for a fact they were arresting a whole lot of people yesterday. We got that. They arrested some ministers, some other people that were under Iraq's parliament. So I'm not sure. I know there were some people on the list. And my guy would have said that, he said they were running like rats in the dark, I think is the way he put it, something like that, because they were arresting so many of them yesterday. But I don't think that's stopping it. I don't. I think the bank laws, the government, everything else that needed to be done was done. And I think people are just concerned, and they're really concerned about once they release this money, do they still have the same authority or power that they do right at the moment? That's their greatest concern. Will they lose their influence over the situation? And have they done enough or ensured that the right people there are enough so it doesn't matter? That's what I think the biggest concern is.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tony.
All right, Vegas.
And if we're still here on Monday, can you let us know if amnesty was passed?
Oh, yeah. I'll ask them today over the weekend just to see exactly where it is. But every other law, I know National Guard passed. I know all the banking laws already passed. We already got all that information. I was thinking he did, but that's the only one I have to check on, okay?
Okay, Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. 702, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Tony, do you know the rate on the dong? Is it over a dollar?
It's it is on the screens right now, yes. It's over a dollar.
It's over a dollar? Okay. And, Tony, some of the questions that you asked or you say that you want to tell us but you can't, you think if you really did tell us that would really stop the RV?
Well, what questions are you talking about?
Just some of them. You'll say, like, no, I better not go there because, they probably won't like it. You know,
okay.
You say
that
something.
That has nothing to do with the question. I'll tell you guys this, and I don't mind saying it, everybody. You know, people call me and they say, look, you know, we're at a certain position in this thing and you need to be sensitive to certain issues. Then I say, okay, I can do that. And I can do that. And that's for us. I'm not doing it for me, guys. I'm not doing any of this for me. Believe me. Because I'm going to get paid regardless, and I've known that for years. I've bought currency like everybody else, so all the rest of this is, well, let me tell you. Because I'm going to tell you. Me and Pam, whatever. Pam, I'm going to tell this conversation real quick. Sorry. Somebody say, Tony, you wasn't supposed to say that. Because he's going to know who he is with anybody. Let me think. I shouldn't have said that part. Okay. See, those are the kind of things I know you're talking about. But there are other people who are sensitive to some of the things that we say, and I understand it. And it doesn't necessarily affect me. You know, I was blamed three, four months ago, every time it didn't happen, it's because something Tony said on the call. They stopped because Tony said this or Tony said that, which, you know, I always used to say, now, who does that make sense to? They're going to stop a whole global event because something Tony said.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, there are some very important people who got very upset about some things Tony said. And I understand that, but did it really stop the RV? And that's your question. And even right now, we're at a sensitive point. But my thing was this. Everything we try to do here, so everybody understands it, is to try to help you guys get the most you can get out of this. Because we're all going to get something, but we try to help you get the most. We try to help you understand the process that it's going through. We try and help you understand what's on the table for you and why it's there for you. And then to try to help you understand, after all this is over, the calls have stopped, you're not dialing in, you're not on the internet anymore, what you should be doing with your future. That's our purpose in being here and trying to help as much as we can. I can't control our government, our banking system, international agencies, and they're all listening. You know, the issue is sometimes when I do, they feel that I can cause you to get very emotional, which is true, and we all know that. But we don't need to do that at this time. Because then that's just another fire somebody got to put out, another complaint. And I'm just being straight up with you guys so you understand where we're at. I could say something sometimes that may affect a decision being made in another country because they didn't know this or didn't know that. And we know that has gone on, and it's part of the negotiation. And that's why other countries give me information. That's why I get information from here. Sometimes the purpose is to do that, and that's their business. But I know they give me certain things they want to be said or not be said. And we have to understand that we're just a byproduct. So when they say, can you do this and do that, I got to think about, does that help you? Does that help the people that I'm here for? And if it helps us get to the end faster, I'm glad to do it. If it helps you understand more, then I'm glad to do it. If it helps us ensure that we're going to be treated fairly, like was agreed, then I'm glad to do it. But I still have to be sensitive about what I say and do. And today is one of those days. Okay?
Cool. All right, one more quick thing. I appreciate that, Tony. One more quick thing. My name is Dominic. I live in Vegas, and we all definitely want to meet you. And we always say Vegas, 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 so that, you know, we could all meet. But yeah. I have a question for you, Tony. If I don't know why you couldn't meet us anyway, because if you had a big birthday party and you would have invited 2,000 friends, the NBA can't stop you from doing that.
Well, I agree with you. Now, I still got to read it and see what it says, but I agree. They can't shut me off from talking to the world. I mean, they can say, don't talk about this subject, and I can agree, but to say, hey, you can't ever talk to a group of 100 or or 40,000 people, I don't see that myself. And I don't think that's what it's going to be about. It's going to be about the subject matter and really explain how this process really happened, certain things that happened during the process that I'm aware of, and certain people. I think that's going to be the real restriction. And besides that, and I told you guys before, I fully understand their concern with how I could influence you guys, especially after this is over with. I'm not even going to it because I don't want them to be concerned. I'm just going to say influence you guys. So I understand that part. All right?
Okay, thanks a lot, Tony. And Vegas, Vegas,
all right,
Vegas.
Thanks.
All right, man.
I'm not going to get too in-depth right there. So anyway, 406, good morning.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm about as good as I can be. I first off wanted to thank Pam for playing the Texas song, but maybe she could play it at the beginning and at the end so that we get a double dose of it.
So misery loves company, huh? That's what they say. Misery loves company. Okay.
I wanted to tell you a quick story. Years ago, when I was not financially well off, I'm still not, but I was a lot less then. The Catholic Charities gave me a $500 card, MasterType card, prepaid, and that helped me make it through a two-month period until I found another job. You know, I'll be giving them a bunch of cards to give out when this happens.
Great idea. I mean, great idea.
And the only other question I have is, let's get this done. How soon do you think we can get this done?
I mean, it could happen as soon as I hang up the phone if they wanted to. I mean, because everybody's in the position to do it. So that's how soon it could happen. Now, when it will happen, I don't know.
Well, we just hope for the best. I also wanted to say one other thing. That Catholic Charities I was talking about was in Las Vegas, and I've lived like 30 years in Las Vegas, and I know it's a great city, and those people that knock it haven't seen the other side of it. All they've ever seen is the gambling on the strip.
You know, I was going to say, they actually have Catholics in Las Vegas? I mean, they live there? Okay.
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. 352. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
You know, we keep hearing about how happy everybody is that this thing's going to go through. But you know damn well there's somebody out there that doesn't want this to go through and will fight to the end. And I just wondered, did you ever give any consideration to the fact that it could be the Illuminati or the cabals that are holding this thing up? Because they're more powerful, sinister, dangerous, and manipulative than the IMF or the Treasury or the CBI is ever going to be.
Well, let me tell you what I gave some thought to. I gave some thought to getting on a call with 30,000 people. That reaches 300,000 people in 24 hours, that reaches over 3 million people in 72 hours, and talking about the Illuminati and the cabal in a negative light. I gave that some thought.
So you do give it a consideration that it could exist.
I gave it some consideration that I got more sense to get on this call and talk about it. How about that? So, with that, you got another question?
No, I don't have a question. I just have a thought about the first guy that made comments that we ought to give. And I thought the first person we ought to give to is you. because every time you mention that you need money, it seemingly indicates that we didn't give you much in the last time you asked for it. So I just thought.
Well, you know what? Let me explain that, because I'm glad you brought it up. Because I was telling Pam that this morning, hey, if it don't happen, it don't happen, because everybody got something different. That we think this is over with every call. And she said, well, Tony, it's because you keep saying you think it's over with at every call, because you don't want to ask for it because you think it's over. So it'd be like, oh, that's all right. It'll be done. It'll be done. So it didn't happen, and that is how I felt. Well, I wouldn't. I was like, I don't even care. I mean, it's going to be over. And I said that. I'll just pay it and pay whatever else is owed on it. And I still feel like this could be over any minute. So I don't want you guys to think I don't. It's just it's been so close in timing. And I told you guys before, we've been up to 10 minutes of this thing happening, and it didn't. I just drug it out as far as I can drag it out. That's all. So, I mean, that's the only reason. And I wanted it to be over. I didn't want anybody to send me nothing else. Let's just be done and go on with life. So I understand why, even when we said it the last couple of times, we didn't get enough, because enough people felt the same way. So I'm not mad about it. It just is what it is.
Well, I hope we give you our consideration and send you some money this time.
All right.
Thanks again,
Tony.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you, sir. Vegas?
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
All right, there we go. All right, 770, good morning.
Hey, Tony.
770. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, better Midland, I guess.
Better Midland. Man, I ain't heard that in a long time.
It's a quick question.
Okay.
It was supposed to go, it was sometime this morning. You said like 8 o'clock.
Well, not right at 8 o'clock, but 8 o'clock was like the cutoff. If it didn't go, it wasn't going to go this morning. So,
So they always have another time after that.
They always have a time. I don't always give you guys the time. I don't give you guys the hour, because if I gave you what I got and it didn't happen, they'll say that's because Tony put it out. And I've gone through that God knows how many times already, when we used to say, be ready for this, be ready after this hour. And, well, we were going to do it, but he put it on a call. Somebody will call somebody and call me, and it's all Tony's fault. So, okay, so I don't do that. They call and say, you know, why is he giving out the rates on the call? And they don't need to know the rates. Well, why are you? Okay, anyway, I was going to say something else. Anyway, I mean,
yeah,
if those are totally the rates, it doesn't make any difference. No, I was going to say something totally different. But anyway, so I'm saying, well, here's my thing. I'm saying this for everybody, because everybody knows. And this isn't being insensitive. It's the honest to God truth. So when they tell me, hey, you got 11, you know, federal agencies listening to your call, I'm saying, okay. I know, because they call me. Okay? You got 44 countries listening to your call. I know, because they call me. They send me email. They send me all that. But everybody else knows that, too. I mean, everybody knows that. So, but whatever we're doing is very public, very aware, and they got to know all the information that Iraq is putting out to their people. We're getting it. We're putting it out to you, same thing. Everything that the banks are giving me, everything that governments are giving me from the different countries and the banks from different countries. So this is the one spot right here where everything comes out at. So there's nothing really hidden unless they say, and I'm telling you guys honestly too, because when they say, hey, you cannot say this on the call, but I'm telling you just so you understand. Which I need to understand some things or I don't believe them. Then I can't say that on the call. I mean, I just can't say it. But I can still convey to you the best I can how I feel about this. And everybody has to know it. And they all know I'm getting this information from somewhere. I'm not dreaming it up. It's on the boards. It's in the meeting rooms. The memos have been come out. It all can be verified. So.
Well, I mean, it can't, I nobody can hold, you know, Tony accountable for it not going. I mean, you know, that's crazy. But, you know, my question.
There's plenty of people that didn't go ahead.
Well, I mean, those are fidious.
Yeah.
But my question that always pounds me from one week to the next is there's always a reason, you know, 10 minutes before it was supposed to go, and then they put it off for several more days, and then they have to have another meeting about that. And, you know, my question is how many meetings can you possibly have over, you know, an eight-month period?
Okay, here's the thing, guys, and I understand that. For the whole time we've been here, there's been a time to go do the exchange, get ready to happen. And in the first couple of years, we knew that. And for you guys who haven't been here, I got the phone calls. People explained to me, hey, we said that because we were trying to catch some bad guys coming across the border. We were trying to do this. We were doing that. And we know they listened to you. We were trying to catch some people doing something in the electronic system. And that's why we gave up that time and we caught them. I mean, I got those phone calls. And I'm like, okay, but let's just do what we do. Okay. So then we go in and they get ready to go and they stop it. And it's, you know, within a day, within 2 days. But we used to get reasons. Well, because now they need this done. Now they need that done. Now, you know, Iraq is arguing about this and it was supposed to be done by this time. They didn't get it done, so now we have to move it. Now something else. We're not getting that. We're not getting that in the last 2 weeks. We're getting everything is done, laws are done, banking system is done, cards are issued, amounts have been loaded on cards. Everything we get is another step towards finalization until we're just ready to go. And now the latest reason of why it didn't happen is because it's paralysis by analysis. And that's just it. It's just analyze, and nobody wants to be the one to move and take all the blame if it's wrong. And something has to happen in there to get that final piece where somebody says, all right, guys, let's just go. And if anything else comes up, we'll just fix it along the way. Or we'll just have to go make a correction. Or we'll just have to, you know, do what we have to do after that point. And nobody has made that decision yet. It's just, is there anything else can we do to make sure that we're 100 or 1,000% right here? So it has come a long, long way. And could that go on forever? Yeah, I don't know when it's going to end. I don't know when somebody's going to say, all right, enough is enough, and you know, I'll take the blame. Let's just go. Let's just get this over with. Or I won't take the blame, or there's no blame to be taken. Let's just get it done. I can't tell you when that's going to happen. All I can tell you is everybody's geared up to give it another shot, and when it gets there, if everybody's still good, then it's gone. Because there's nothing else to do. Okay?
Well, yeah, well, my only thing, Tony, was this. You know, for as many times as many people that has already gone, you know the system works. You know the process works. There is no such thing as perfection because it's all driven by man, and man's not perfect. So to say that, you know, well, nobody wants to be accountable if you're going wrong, but then that means anything you've done already is probably wrong.
Okay, but it's not about the system. You're right. The system works. They've done it over and over and over again. They paid out people last Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They didn't pay anybody yesterday. We know that. Or day before. It's not a system issue. It's after I transfer this power issue, do I believe in them 1,000% that they're going to do what's right? Do I have all of the capabilities afterwards to change things should I need to protect us should I need to, or to take back control should I need to, if I don't have 1,000% confidence that once they get this, they're not going to turn left instead of right. You understand?
Yeah, yeah. But my question is,
okay,
if you're doing wrong, how can you ask someone else not to do wrong if you don't even know what's going to happen until you do it? You'll never know until you get it done.
Well,
then you'll
I
know
agree,
what you'll have to do.
That's what we're waiting on. So we got to have the confidence to do that and say, I can handle it before and I can handle it after. I've done all I need to do to make sure if there's something else afterwards, we're still in a position to do it. And I think as soon as they feel that comfortable, we're going to see an RV. All right?
All righty.
Vegas,
and Tony and everybody can go.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, Pam, you wanted to say something?
I do. Thank you. I know that we can beat this horse all day long about why it hasn't happened, when it's going to happen. The truth is we don't know. But what we can focus on is what we need to do. Moving forward, what do we need to do? What can we do? Because we can't do anything about that. One of the things we can do is remember that you guys got into this because somebody out of the blue said, spend $100, spend $50, spend $1,000, whatever. This is going to be awesome. Trust me, trust me, trust me. And you did. But if you do that again when you're a gazillionaire and some wealth manager says, this high-risk investment is going to be awesome, trust me, you've got to throw some money there, that's where you guys need to start thinking. And that's one of the things that we're most concerned about, is that there are a lot of people out there, we call them charming scoundrels or scallywags, that'll take advantage of you. Wealth managers make money for somebody else. So be careful who's actually working for you and thinking about you and taking care of you, because it's usually just you. That's it. Ray?
Ray had to leave, but you obviously did not hear this morning where the part was to be sensitive. So you obviously did not hear that part.
They didn't say anything about picking on wealth managers.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, guys. Here is everything Pam said. The real thing is this is here. It is here. It's going to happen. We're still part of the greatest opportunity in the history of the financial world. I guarantee you that. And sooner or later, it absolutely has to end. There's been too many people already paid, too many people been promised, too many people, and I mean governments around the world, banking systems around the world, who are waiting for this, eager for this to happen, for it to be dragged on and on and on. There are people publicly, I mean amongst themselves on these meetings, all saying, go, 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 yeah, we're ready, let's do this, that are making themselves look bad every time this doesn't happen for their own reasons or whatever they are. So I'm still positive about it. I'm still positive about the process. I'm still happy that we're here. We're getting the information. Like Guy used to say, don't listen to what they say, watch what they do. And that's what we've been doing. We've been hearing them, but we've been watching them a lot harder and seeing where we're really at, what's really going on. How close are they really to doing this? And that's what I think you guys got to do. Know that every time we go through this, and again, there's nothing in Iraq, no news articles coming out where their government is fighting each other, fighting for laws, where parliament is fighting, anything they got to change. Everything really coming out of there is positive. They're leading. The only negative part is the people are upset that it hasn't happened yet. That's a good thing. Because for the last 4 or 5 years, it's been the government fighting each other, changing and unwilling to do all the things they have done this year, all done. That's a good thing. Their people are ready. They are ready. And some other people who are having some issues, and once those are satisfactory in their mind, we're going to see this. And I think it's a lot closer than further it's ever been. I like the time frame. I would have loved by 8 o'clock this morning, believe me. I'm still okay with the next window because it's not a month off. It's not a year off. It's not even weeks off. It's here, and we're just waiting to see it happen. All right? I'm having a super fantastic day. I hope you guys do too. If anything absolutely outrageous happens or super fantastic happens over the weekend, you'll get a tweet, and if the radio's still here, we'll be here. All right? All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend.
Thanks, Goodbye. Everybody.